You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Well, once again, we welcome you in. MLB.com Extras, the Cincinnati Reds edition. I'm Dave Raymond with Mark Sheldon. We enter the final week of the season, Mark. What should be the takeaway for Reds fans?
That's a tough way to start, but I think the takeaway is I think a lot of Reds fans are very unhappy with the way the year went. They have every right to be unhappy. It's been a rough season, and in a long history of the Reds, they have not had too many 90-loss seasons, and this is one of them, and it's gonna sting for a while, and it's gonna be a bit of a transition period for the next maybe year or two, and that's not easy to get used to, especially when they've had a nice little run between 2010 and 2013.
Okay, fair enough, and I definitely hear you. Right, you know, you talk about historic franchises and franchises with a, you know, at least a certain level of expectation and success. You're dead on. This has been an awful run. But that said, you know, in this day and age, teams seem all too willing, perhaps, to take that big step back. Right, take that 90-plus loss season or 100 loss season in some cases, if it's for the betterment of the future. If it means, you know, we're preparing in ways that maybe fans don't appreciate or understand that will get us to the top or close to the top again quicker. Have the Reds done that this year?
They've done it in some ways, and they didn't do it in other ways. They didn't do a complete tear down to the studs and go, you know, go for the whole rebuild, partly because they can't. They're landlocked by some contracts, and they obviously have some very good, talented veterans on the offensive side. Where they did do a big rip down, it was the rotation. They got rid of all their veterans either before the season with Simon and Latos, or during the season with Cueto and Leak. And, of course, they lost Homer Bailey to an injury. So you take those five guys away, and you plugged in nine different rookies, which is a team record, to take over 100 starts. So in the sense of, if you want to slingshot it, maybe try to use the crystal ball to look forward, maybe a year like this can only help, because these guys are, not all of them, but some of them are definitely legit pitching prospects. And the experience they're getting here, whether it's getting their brains beat out or having a really nice game, one or the other or in between, it all goes into the soup that makes them major league pitchers down the road. So there is some bright moments. Obviously, Anthony DeSclafani and Raisel Iglesias kind of lead the pack, but there's some promise in the guys that also pitched, and there's some optimism about some of the guys that haven't been pitching here this year but that are in the minor leagues and might be coming up next year.
And you mentioned Homer Bailey coming back from Tommy John surgery. You know, one never knows exactly how that's going to play out, but is it my understanding he's been throwing a little bit and the early feedback is positive?
That's correct. Yes, he's been throwing maybe the last three or so weeks. Not anything too exciting, but 75 throws at 75 feet generally, and just he's been apparently not, you know, cupcaking him to his catching partner. So he's been throwing him with a little zip, and he's been feeling good. And right now he's on track. He's hoping to get off a mound before spring training, but he's still gonna take the cautious, you know, approach, and they don't expect him to actually be in the rotation until early to mid-May, so he won't likely be on the opening day rotation, but not too far after.
Yeah. All right, so those are certainly some silver linings and positives going forward. I wonder about, you know, Joey Votto and what he's been able to do in the second half. It's just been ridiculous, and the, you know, the on-base streak is nearly historic. And yet, it's tough, right? Because how much can you really celebrate? How much can you really enjoy that in the context of everything else going on? Is he getting any satisfaction out of this?
I think in talking to him a few times, the one unfortunate part, the part that he kind of gnaws at him, is that his renaissance, so to speak, is coming at a time when the franchise is playing the worst it's ever played since he's been with the Reds. So that's a very bittersweet thing. On the personal side, he does take a lot of satisfaction that he was able to make a goal for improvement. He really did sought to kind of look at his swing midway through the year, make some adjustments. He was able to use his legs more because he's healthy, which was a big positive for him. And he's been able to do a lot of different things to improve. And you're seeing it every day, whether he's reaching base or through a hit or through a walk. He is the Joey Votto that got him a 2010 MVP award. And if he can do this over a full season, he very well could be the 2016 MVP winner from the National League. It's just a very, very positive thing that's come from him this year. And he's not used to losing. He hates it. He struggles with the idea that they haven't played a meaningful game pretty much all season. But, for him personally, he's happy with the steps he's taken.
It reminded me a little of Dale Murphy of old in Atlanta in those horrible, horrible years. Last thing, as we kind of wrap this thing up, Mark, looking at the offseason, going to that crystal ball, what do we see happening?
It's a tough one because there's still ideas that they're talking about retooling, not necessarily rebuilding, and you kind of have to look through that and say, well, what does that mean exactly? Are they done making trades? Jay Bruce and Aroldis Chapman kind of come to mind. They were in the mix for the trade deadline of being moved. It didn't happen for whatever reason. Could they make those moves again? If they're not contending, does it make sense to have Chapman? Would Jay Bruce benefit from a change of scenery? He called his own season embarrassing, even though he's kind of had a nice, his batting average isn't very good. He's really come on well with his power and seems to be back in that sense of the game. But maybe, with his friendly contract, they could get something for him. What are they going to do with Todd Frazier? He's got 2 years left before he kind of walks into the Johnny Cueto, Mike Leake territory where he's in a walk year. He's 30 years old. What will they do with him? And then it's just a question of what they do with the manager and the coaching staff. There's still some up in the air questions of whether Brian Price will get another year. He's got another year on his contract, but obviously when you lose over 90 games, nothing is guaranteed. So, I can see them making some moves. I don't think they'll be dipping their toes in the free agent market for anyone big. I can see them maybe looking for a veteran starting pitcher to join Homer Bailey and kind of be that veteran voice that the kids need to hear just about how to go about preparing and how to go about the game and dealing with the media and all the things that come with being a starting pitcher. I see some efforts to improve the bullpen because there hasn't been many success stories other than J.J. Hoover and Aroldis Chapman. So they can do those two things and then, again, look for some of that offense that was missing in left field, whether they do it through their own in-house or look outside. Those are some of the things they could address this next year and maybe be a little bit better.
Well, I choose to look at it this way, Mark. Better days are ahead. And I feel kind of safe in saying that. So
definitely.
We'll kind of go with that. Hey, listen, man, it has been some kind of journey this summer. And I know, I'm in the corner with a lot of folks hoping that there's a lot better news to report in the future. And I look forward to sitting down and do it again soon.
All right, Dave. Thank you very much for everything.
You bet. Mark Sheldon, MLB.com Extras, the Cincinnati Reds edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.